When you type Norway and insatiable beasts into Google, the top result is a web page called Six Mythical Monsters, published on February 18, 2014 by Evan Andrews. The first monster is the Kraken. Maritime lore is filled with tales of vicious sea serpents and scaly-skinned fishmen, Andrews writes, but few creatures of the deep have struck fear into sailors' hearts like the mighty Kraken. Tracing its origins back to a giant fish from Norse mythology called the Hafkuva, the Kraken first entered popular folklore as a titanic octopus or squid spotted by fishermen off the coasts of Norway and Greenland. One 18th century account described it as a squid-like beast so large that when any part of its body stuck out of the water, it resembled a floating island. The Kraken supposedly used its many tentacles to ensnare ships' masts and drag them to the icy depths, but it could also create a deadly whirlpool just by submerging itself underwater. End quote. Aha! One thing Maine does have is a giant whirlpool, the largest tidal whirlpool in the Western Hemisphere, according to the internet. It's located near Eastport, in the western passage of the Passamaquoddy Bay toward the mouth of the Bay of Fundy. My dad and I made the roughly hour and a half drive to Eastport several summers ago for an afternoon of whale watching on an old schooner. We passed this giant whirlpool, and I remember being at first a bit nervous. I get easily spooked by inconsequential things, and then unimpressed. The internet tells me that the etymology of old sow is perhaps derived from the pig-like noises the whirlpool makes, or more likely a mispronunciation of the word suff, which is spelled S-O-U-G-H, and defined as a drain or a sucking sound. At any rate, Old Sow is the second largest whirlpool in the world, runner-up to the Maelstrom Whirlpool of Norway. The Maelstrom, incidentally, was the inspiration for Edgar Allan Poe's short story, A Descent into the Maelstrom, which brought the term maelstrom, meaning strong whirlpool, into the English language in 1841. The edge of the whirl, Poe writes, was represented by a broad belt of gleaming spray, but no particle of this slipped into the mouth of the terrific funnel, whose interior, as far as the eye could fathom it, was a smooth, shining, and jet-black wall of water, inclined to the horizon at an angle of some 45 degrees, speeding dizzily round and round with a swaying and sweltering motion, and sending forth to the winds an appalling voice, half shriek, half roar, such as not even the mighty cataract of Niagara ever lifts up in its agony to heaven. The mountain trembled to its very base, and the rock rocked. I threw myself upon my face and clung to the scant herbage in an excess of nervous agitation. This, said I at length to the old man, this can be nothing else than the great whirlpool of the Maelstrom.